From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Oil continues to gush into the Gulf of Mexico from a broken underwater well, and federal officials will be gathering outside New Orleans to establish just what went wrong. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the testimony will be taken over two full days.
The hearings will be conducted by the Minerals Management Service and the U.S. Coast Guard. They're trying to figure out what triggered the April 20th explosion on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, 40 miles off the Louisiana coast. 11 workers are missing and presumed dead. Among the witnesses are the master, engineer, and chief mate of a cargo ship that was in the area when the rig blew apart. The vessel picked up survivors, arranged medical transport for the injured, and got the rest back to shore. Also set to testify is a Coast Guard search and rescue specialist and inspectors for the Minerals Service. A joint report will be prepared after the 2 days of hearings. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Obama administration is proposing splitting up an Interior Department agency that monitors offshore oil drilling. One agency would oversee leases and collection of royalties. The other, inspect rigs and enforce rules. European stocks have turned down today as investors focus on the reality that the big European rescue package will not solve the region's deep debt and deficit problems. From Madrid, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The trillion-dollar loan guarantee package negotiated late Sunday night relieved the markets enough to bring about a massive rally Monday. The main stock index here in Madrid surged 14%. Given a jump like that, some pullback was expected, and there are plenty reasons to be cautious. The financial rescue plan really amounts to more borrowing. The problems of government debt and budget deficits still have to be solved, and the challenges are enormous. Elections over the last week in Britain and Germany have weakened governments there, and politicians across Europe know it will be politically unpopular to push through the budget cutbacks they know are necessary if the region is to return to financial health and the euro currency is to be stabilized. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Madrid.
Wall Street stock futures are down this morning as well. Republican senators may not have the votes to block confirmation for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan, but they will look carefully at her record and ask questions. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama says the Solicitor General's record appears skimpy in some ways, but he thinks lawmakers will be able to come to reasonable conclusions about her.
She doesn't have judicial experience or very much legal experience, but she's written some. She's made speeches. She's participated in various debates, and she was active in the Clinton administration. So she'll have a record on quite a number of issues that could give some insight into how she would approach the job.
President Obama would like Kagan confirmed by fall. This is NPR News. Legislators in New York State have approved Governor David Patterson's plan to furlough state workers for 1 day per week. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports Patterson claims that with the budget now 40 days late, the state is running out of money.
Legislators say the governor left them no choice. They had to vote for the one-day-a-week furloughs as part of Patterson's emergency spending authorization or shut down state government. Senator Diane Savino, a Staten Island Democrat who co-sponsored a resolution declaring the furloughs illegal, says too many vital services and protections would end if government services shut down.
We shut down government, their health insurance ceases. Heaven forbid one of them needs emergency surgery. It's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Unions who held a noisy lunchtime rally at the Capitol say they'll take immediate legal action and hope to get a judge to halt the furloughs. Governor Patterson says lawmakers must close an over $9 billion budget gap and settle on a new state spending plan quickly. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
Toyota is reporting a big profit after a big sales decline on recalls. The U.S. government, however, is now looking into another possible Toyota delay in a safety recall. The company has called back millions of cars and trucks over unintended acceleration issues and braking problems. Now the government is checking to see if Toyota delayed a 2005 recall in the U.S. for defective steering components. Toyota had issued a similar recall in Japan the year before. Automakers are required to notify the U.S. government within 5 days of learning of a safety issue. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.